Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
So what's going on in your life, bud?
Well, I've had an interesting experience the last probably couple weeks here. So I dated a girl a while back, and honestly, this is one of those ones that ended pretty darn amicably, okay? So there was no real hard feelings. We just kind of decided, you know, it's not meant to be, you know, and we wished her well.
I don't love you anymore.
Kind of. No, but we, you know, we wished her well, and then we kind of stayed friends. Like, we checked in with each other every once in a while, but just more like, hey, how are you? Nothing in depth. We never really got, like, into depth or anything like that. And so the last couple weeks, though, we've been talking, and we even hung out once, and she kept bringing up things like, hey, I want some advice on this, that, and the other thing. And then it got to, I need help with boys. I need, like, I'm having boy trouble. I'm, you know, trying to figure this out, and this might be a new relationship. I'm trying to, you know, the ins and outs of a new, sparkling, budding relationship. And she kept asking me for advice. And yeah, okay, I get it. We probably know each other pretty well. We've known each other for a few years now. But I'm really uncomfortable giving her advice to, like, in quotations, better herself for a new man.
Yeah.
I don't.
She should have bettered herself for you.
Well, kind of. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm like, well, that's
not. Can we give her a name?
Let's call her
Willow. Willow?
Sure. Willow.
I don't know.
Okay.
You don't like Willow?
Yeah, no, it's fine. Willow's
Opal?
Fine.
Opal.
Where are you? In your way back time machine going for these
ones? What year is this?
Clementine? Is that better?
Susanna.
Your friend Clementine is what we'll
Geraldine?
Call her.
Luna. How about Luna?
Luna's great.
Fine.
Is Luna more modern?
Like the
Luna's
moon.
Great.
Let's
Luna.
Go.
Luna like the moon.
All right. Your friend Luna that you slept with.
Luna.
Okay.
Well, Luna.
Dated.
Sorry.
They were dating.
Luna is asking for a guy advice, and she's coming to me, and she's like, not only is she asking for advice, she's like telling me about, like, well, we went on this date. We did this. We did that.
Like specifics.
I really like him. Specifics.
Yeah.
And I don't love that. Like, we broke up and I'm fine with being amicable and friends and, like, checking in. Hey, how are you? I'm looking for a good or bad.
Yeah.
Not this is what my boyfriend did. And
yeah.
I'm like, I don't need that in my life. It's nothing against her. Again, I want her happy. I want her moving on and living life. I am not the person to come to for boy advice.
No.
I feel like that is a weird thing. It has never happened to me before. This is the first time. And I feel like it's a very weird thing. I would never, ever go to my ex and be like, okay, I know I moved on from you, dating someone new.
But it didn't work out, so who cares? You're still friends. You still talk. You should be able to talk about future relationships.
It's surface level at this point. It's not in depth. Like,
yeah.
I don't care about her that way anymore. I don't want to.
Then you shouldn't care, like, if you give her advice then, right?
I don't want to better herself for the next guy.
Yeah, and
like, I don't. That's not my place.
Do it for your fellow man.
No.
As in the next man.
No,
she's
he needs to know.
Do it. No, do it for her. No, she needs to change.
He needs to know her flaws.
Think of the next guy. You're doing it for him.
So
they get a better person
to be
with. Can I
say this? The bros before the, like,
yes.
Is that what you're going for?
I mean, that's a stupid saying.
No, but you're saying, you know, think of the bros.
I'm telling you to think of the next guy.
You want him to deal with what I had to
deal
with.
No, but you don't. You want her to better herself, so she is, maybe it's eye-opening for her, and you're doing this for the next guy so he gets a better person to be with.
See, I see where you're coming
from. That's how
from
you have
there.
To think of it.
You do it for the betterment of man, right?
Yes.
Like, it's like, yeah, I understand where you're coming from. I 100% agree with you, Josh, in the sense that you are not who she comes to ask for advice. She probably has plenty of people in her circle that she could go. I think this is a mind game. I think this is her being like, hey, there's another guy interested in me, and here it is.
Oh,
here's
my
the
God.
Info.
This
here's
is such
the deets. Are you jealous? Do you
this
want me
so
back?
So twisted. This
that
is I love it.
Is the way my mind goes because I feel
see that.
I think this is very deliberate. Like, she's never came to Josh before. She's never asked for his advice. Like, I just feel like this is her way of being like, hey, if you don't scoop me up now, this guy, I'm gonna go for this guy, and here's all the details. The thing is, it's funny. Like, I definitely ask the opposite sex about this kind of stuff, but completely in a platonic way. Like, I ask
no
for
history,
Josh's
right?
advice a lot, but there's no history there. Exactly. So that's okay for me to ask Josh for
but
advice.
At this point, you
he
are
can
friends
ask
with
me
her.
For advice. No.
Yeah, you're light, your friend's light. Your friend light.
There's the past.
There's
so
the
what?
Past.
You cannot erase
so
that
what?
Past. You can't. If they just like fooled
on
around,
the past.
If they just fooled around and it was like a fling thing, maybe. But
how long
they
were you
dated.
Multiple months.
Yeah,
like,
they dated.
It wasn't quite a year yet, but
okay,
it was dating.
So what?
It was
your past. It didn't work out. Now you have a friendship. Now you're just being a kind human to this
person.
Well, I'm not even saying I'm focused on
the past. She's coming to you for advice.
And this
There's
is
nothing
also,
wrong with that.
You guys broke up within
this
the last, like, year, right?
So messed up in
yeah,
the
it's
head.
Been, like, since February. So, yes, yeah. it's recent enough. You know, and so, like, for me, I don't like the feeling of... Maybe Katie had a good point. Maybe it is like a jealousy thing or trying to make me jealous, but I just feel uncomfortable, Jer. It's an uncomfortable situation where I have to now give her advice on how to be better when I'm like, you didn't better yourself for me. Why do I want
you? But maybe
you-
now she's opened her eyes to that. Maybe she's had a couple more guys since you say, you know, this hasn't worked out. This isn't good. Now she trusts you the most to come to you now and say, you know, maybe this has happened a few times. How can I do better? How can I do better?
I hate logic. I don't know. It's that unlogical thing where it's like, yes, I had a past with her, and I don't really want to be the one that makes her better for someone else, you know?
That's just petty. That looks bad on you that you don't want to help somebody else. Here's Patrick. Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
Good morning. I should mention that the phone lines are wide open if anyone wants to call in. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649 and give Josh some advice. What's your advice, Patrick?
I said this screams a game. This is either a really, really new low or an awesome high she's just trying to maximize on. Either way, you're being played.
Yes.
I would stay away from this.
See,
totally.
It kind of feels like that. You know, she's
like
being
that.
All sweet and then just throws it in of like, hey, you know, I've been on a few dates with this guy. How can I do blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, that's not my place,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah, look at what I'm happier without you.
Yes.
Yep, totally.
But after this long, since February, I mean, this has been months. Why all of a sudden is she doing this?
Petty knows no bounds.
Patrick, that's a quote of the day.
Why do I feel like you've been burned a few times, Patrick?
Because that's why I'm calling. I know something about this. This I've had a past ex ride a super high where it's just like, I need to feel... 0.5% better. I'm going to call that dude up. Be like, oh, I need some help with this because my life is awesome. First world problem.
Yes.
Hope your life sucks. Have a nice day. That's totally what's happening.
Oh, my gosh. And see, that's what I feel. Patrick, I almost feel like I'm being used here.
You know?
Yeah,
but your life
absolutely
doesn't suck. And like, she probably hears what's going on the radio. Your life doesn't suck. You've moved on multiple times from what I understand. And so it's like, why?
All the more reason.
Right?
I can't with
this. The mind games that are out there, Patrick. Like, there's non-ending,
well,
right?
Well, see, and
they
Patrick,
never end.
It's like that. It's like that radar where it's almost like your ex knows you're doing well in life again.
Yes!
And they're like, all right, time to enter. Like, let me enter chat again. You know?
This needs to end. Nope. Yeah.
I think the only logical thing then is to sleep with her again, Josh.
Oh, God. Jeremy.
That's the only logical solution to this.
Not right.
What do you think, Patrick? Should he sleep with her again?
No, that's bad. Just leave that stuff in the past.
I think you should totally I think you should totally do it. Patrick, thank you for calling. Have a great day.
No problem.
See you later. All right, we'll just hop on the air. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
This is Nate.
Nate, you're on the air with us, buddy, so watch your language. What do you think? there's a lot of guys calling today. I have a hunch. What, you want to give advice to Josh?
Well, dude, listen, Josh is my boy, all right? I love Josh.
You.
Wait a minute. Well, is this Nate?
Is this Shady Nady?
This is Shady Nady.
No, I don't know who Shady Nady is.
I don't think this is.
Friend Nate.
It doesn't sound like him.
Josh has a very good friend named Nate. So.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Nate.
Dude. I think that, well, Josh, do you have feelings for this girl still?
No. I do not have any more feelings than just platonic.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, I think it's more like I can see Jay's point of like that. If there's no feelings there and stuff, then you can just be a good friend to him. But it does feel like she is a little bit maybe insecure, a little bit desperate, and she's going and finding her security in Josh, which isn't really good for her in any of her other relationships anyway.
See, that's what I was thinking, too.
That's her problem.
Yeah, you're right.
You can still be a good. You can still be a good guy, give her some advice. You know, charm her for a 20-minute phone call or whatever, and then still move on with your life. You can just still be the good guy and talk to her.
You can be the good guy and tell her to kick rocks too. Like,
but why?
You know what I mean? Because you don't want to put yourself in that situation.
Why?
Like, because
you just can't have a conversation with somebody.
That's not just a conversation
he can have.
You can make it just a conversation. You literally don't have to go out with her. You don't have to sleep with her. You don't have to send her Christmas cards. You just have a nice talk with her.
But you can put her in her place because she disturbed your peace, and so you can tell her, "I don't think you're coming at me in the right mind space. Maybe you need to think about your relationship and figure out what to do on your own."
Why you gotta cause all this drama?
No, the drama came to your doorstep.
Yes,
she brought you the
drama.
Nate,
I think we're all fighting right now, Nate.
No, my bad, guys. Listen, I think you could have a blend of both. I spend a lot of time with like young couples, with counseling them and talking to them and stuff like that. And I think Josh, if you're feeling like, I think you just be straight up with her and be like, "Hey, I think this is a little weird. I can be here for you, but I don't want to be here for you like that." Like,
yeah, that's probably
that's
the
good.
Best.
Just know? Be a grown up, be an adult.
That's probably the best way I've heard it.
And then be like, "Hey, I feel like if you're like having these issues with dudes, you should be talking to these dudes about it. Because that's what's best for the relationship."
As in
anyway.
she should talk to the dude, right?
Yeah.
She should be having these kind of conversations with the person that she's seen or not seen or wanting to see.
Totally.
Or whatever. Like, and just learn how to kind of be a grown up and deal with her own stuff. But you don't need to be mean about it. You can just be like, "Hey, this is what I think."
Just talk to her over a bottle of wine and a candlelit dinner. Nate, we got to go. We got a couple more calls we got to get to. Thank you for calling in today, Nate.
Yeah, guys. Thank you for all you do. You guys are awesome.
Thanks, man.
Love you, man.
Take care. Good guy. We're just going to hop into these. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, this is Cassidy.
Hey,
what's
Cassidy.
Up, Cassidy?
Hey. Real quick, what's your advice for Josh?
In all honesty, and I mean, maybe this is just my nature of being blunt, you know, towards things like this, I would honestly ask her why specifically she's asking you, Josh, because it does seem very just bizarre. I don't know. You know, the people that say, "Oh, she's playing games and that sort of thing," maybe. I mean, time does spoil most things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the platonic relationship, maybe she's just gotten bored and that now she's kind of dangling this or whatever.
But Josh is like a good guy. He's got his head on his shoulders. He's a logical guy. So maybe out of all the clowns she's been dating, she's like, "I got to go to the guy with the head on his shoulders."
Exactly. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, Cassidy, I think
there's definitely a lot of bad eggs out there, but
yeah,
it seems weird to get Josh mixed up with it.
And that's what I don't like. So I feel like I've asked her that, and the main point she made was essentially, "I know her best still." And I'm like, well, that I still don't care. I'm sorry, I don't. Like, I don't think that's my place, you know?
For sure. I agree with that, Josh.
Cassidy, thank you for calling. We're going to go let you smoke a fatty, and you have a good day.
He has good, solid advice
good
there.
Solid. I feel like he just woke up. Thank you, Cassidy. You're very kind.
Thank you.
But it's one of those things, too. It's like you never know where this will lead. You're kind. You're good to her. You give her some good advice. Maybe everybody moves on. Later on down the road, she meets somebody. She's got a friend. She's like, "I got a great guy I can hook you up with."
Aww.
Next thing you know, you might meet your future wife.
Or maybe they get married.
It's a snowball thing.
Name their first baby Josh.
Yes, baby Josh.
Maybe that.
Little baby Josh.
No, yikes.
No, but
sorry,
truly, it's like one of those
quickly.
Things. It's like when you leave a job, you don't burn your bridges because you never know when you'll need a reference.
Totally. Yeah. You're right.
So that could be one of those situations, too, where you're nice to her. It could lead on to future things down the road. Who knows? You
that
know?
Is the nice way to think about it.
I am a nice guy, Katie. Not manipulative like you. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hello.
Hey, who's this? Gonzo.
Nobody.
All right. Good morning, Mix. Is this Repeat Robert?
Yes.
What up, Robert? Hey, you know what? I need Robert's advice. He's got his head on straight too, Robert.
Robert's
what do you think?
A huge fan of the show. What do you want to say?
So, Josh, I know you very well. I would say do what your heart says, and if it says run, run. Honestly, there's a reason why they're an ex, and if they want to try to creep back in your life, there's something that they need from you, and they're just going to dump you to the side.
Okay.
And your best advice is, you know, if you want to help her out to make her happy, set the boundary right then and there. and saying, hey, I'm going to help you out this one time. After that, leave me alone.
See, and that's what I think. Good. I actually like that a lot. But I think you're right. Like, they don't ever come back unless they want something from you. And yeah. I've learned that. And so that's why I guess I'm cautious or have this weird feeling of, like, being used, Robert. But I like what you're saying. You can set a boundary. And then if she keeps trying to come back, just be like, hey, we
said
no to this.
Maybe she just needs a friend at this point, Josh. No. She just needs a
but
friend.
The sad part about it is most people do have ulterior motives. And that's what scares me for you, Josh, is I'm concerned that she has an end game here, and that does not end with you being happy. And I hate that. So that's where I'm like, just don't even entertain it.
How does it end with you not being happy?
I just think, because I don't want to be used.
Because you've moved on. You don't care. So how are you not going to be happy?
Because it's not my place. And I don't like that. I don't like being used for something for someone's own personal gain.
Yeah.
I don't like that. And I've been burned. Look, you can call me a player, whatever, Jer, but I have been burned by so... I know. I have been burned by so many people. Katie knows. I have gotten burned to the ground. And it's not... I don't want that anymore. I'm sick of it. So that's why I'm cautious with this whole thing.
Learn from my mistake. I accidentally let my ex and just ever minutely back into my life, and she actually just, you know, I wouldn't say destroyed, but ruined my chances at a higher up in softball.
See,
and now I have to work my way back up, and I'm like, I don't talk to her. We're not even mutuals. Like, every time I see her, I turn the other way because I'm like, I'm not doing this again. Not
she
even
ruined
gonna
your chances at don't softball.
I knew you were
Jeremy.
At a higher
I thought
up.
You were going to say, like, she took all my money, she burned my house down.
Softball's
I've got to pay her child support of $6,000 a month.
No.
She ruined your life because you can't play third base at softball anymore? Robert?
He has a bat collection, Jared.
He does.
He cares about softball a lot.
I'm going to put
it's
you on
hold,
It's
a big deal
Robert.
For
Robert.
Him.
Hey,
Robert just lost
all
credibility.
Hey, Robert, we got your back.
Robert.
Listen, I'll open the door just a little bit. She took my catcher's mask.
He doesn't get it.
It's my favorite catcher's mask. I've never seen it again.
This is Jer on sports.
Jer.
That's why he doesn't get it.
Josh, let this be a warning to you.
It's a good warning.
She took my favorite mitt. It was soft. I had been putting oil on it for years, and she left with my mitt.
I worked that in. I worked it in.
And that's hard. It is hard
to work
it in.
Okay.
Thank you, Robert. Repeat, Robert, for calling.
Thank you, Robert.
That was good advice.
We'll talk to you next time. Josh? Lord help you if you play softball.
I know. That was great advice from everybody, though. I appreciate that because I did not know what to do. I really don't. And I still don't know. I don't know if I'm going to
give her some advice.
Oh, goodness.
Just give her my number. My wife will love it.
That'll go over well.
Do you want me to sit in with you so you got like a support? Like be like a middleman. We'll put it on speakerphone.
That could work.
I'll be like a mediator.
We'll talk to Luna. Know? There we go. I kind of like that. I would
Jeremy
love
with a clipboard and a pen.
Take
tell
notes.
Me what you know about softball. Go.
I would love to see what he would say in this situation. I when I just could wind him up and let him loose.
That
I mean,
would
like,
be kind of fun, actually.
We'll think about that. Maybe I'll call her. Maybe I'll call her.
Just maybe we'll call you up from the minors, huh, Jer?
And then you can mute it, and I'll tell you what to say. And then we'll unmute it, and you can say it. We'll see what happens.
Oh, gosh.
Let's get her on the air and do it.
Yes. Great idea.
Love it.
Tomorrow, 7 o'clock.
Yay.